USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Anyone dreaming of a white Christmas will be in for more spring-like temperatures across much of the south and east central United States. The National Weather Service saying daytime highs are likely to reach the 70s and 80s in Oklahoma and Texas, with some spots setting records for December. Christians gather in the Vatican to participate in the Christmas Eve Mass that celebrates Jesus' birth. Pope Francis delivers the opening prayer at the Mass.
È la sera del Natale. Dio si rivela, ma gli uomini non lo capiscono. Lui si fa piccolo agli occhi del mondo e noi continuiamo a ricercare la grandezza secondo il mondo.
Pope Francis will give his traditional Christmas blessing during the Christmas Day Mass at noon local time. USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Cynthia Millen has officiated at U.S. swimming events for 30 years, but she hung up her whistle last week in protest over Penn transgender swimmer Leah Thomas and hopes others will follow her lead. Ms. Millen notifying USA Swimming of her decision in a December 17th letter, saying she realized as she packed for the U.S. Paralympic Swimming National Championships in North Carolina that she can't support this, and she pulled out of the event. The 22-year-old Thomas has smashed records in his first year competing against women after 3 years on the men's team, posting the best times in the 200 and 500 freestyle events and making a run at NCAA marks set by Olympic greats Missy Franklin and Katie Ledecky. With today being Christmas Eve, the stock markets are closed, but many banks will still have regular hours. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
On Thursday, former police officer Kim Potter was found guilty of manslaughter in the shooting of Dante Wright. This case, along with the Kyle Rittenhouse case and Ahmaud Arbery case, end a year of high-profile jury cases. As far as what the decisions in all three of these cases mean, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley tells Fox News,
"My immediate reflection is how the jury in this case, in the Arbery case, in the Rittenhouse case, in the Smollett case, all show greater integrity than our politicians and many of our commentators. They showed a fealty and faith in the law. They balanced the evidence. I don't necessarily agree with this result, I must tell you. They took this seriously, and I think the judge was a fair one. And so the legal system is working even when there's a lot of reckless comments and use of this case outside of the courthouse."
A new year is right around the corner, and 2022 will bring a minimum wage hike to 21 states and dozens of cities and counties. The wage increases are in part response to cost of living adjustments and scheduled raises written into local laws. California and New York will both raise their minimum wage to $15 an hour for many workers. Four other states will raise their wages later in the new year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.